With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A warning about Social Security information.
A whistleblower says 300 million people's Social Security data is at risk. Charles Borges, who worked as the chief data officer at the Social Security Administration, says officials at the Department of Government Efficiency uploaded sensitive information to a cloud account not subject to oversight. The Government Accountability Project says if bad actors gain access, it could lead to widespread identity theft. Vital health care and food benefits may be lost, and the government may be responsible for reissuing every American a new Social Security number at great cost. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Justice Department reaching settlements with a group of current and former FBI agents who claim they were disciplined for invoking their political beliefs or clashing with supervisors. 10 cases resolved. 3 agents are returning to duty. Trump allies very unhappy with the president for allowing 600,000 Chinese students into American colleges.
After previously announcing a crackdown on foreign college students, President Trump is open to the idea of hundreds of thousands of Chinese students enrolled in U.S. universities.
I like that their students come here. I like that other country students come here.
However, Trump supporters, including Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, former advisor Steve Bannon, and far-right activist Laura Loomer, all rejected the idea of welcoming more Chinese students. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prospects of additional consolidation in the rail industry has been derailed when both of CSX potential partners say they aren't interested. Investors widely speculated CSX would be an acquisition target once rumors of merger talks between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern emerged over the summer because of a challenge of competing against a nationwide railroad. This is SRN News. A new poll on discipleship.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant pastors are satisfied with the state of discipleship in their church. But how do they really know? When asked, do you have a specific method for measuring discipleship in your congregation, only 30% of Protestant clergymen said yes. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says these results, quote, highlight the need for a framework for thinking through how a church is approaching discipleship. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Focus on the family founder, Dr. James Dobson, who passed away last week, being remembered as an iconic evangelical leader. But he also spent a lot of time building the conservative political infrastructure that helped elect President Trump. He also helped create a constellation of allied family policy councils in some 40 different states. This is SRN News. Powerful dust storm rolling through the Phoenix area Monday.
A haboob is a dust storm pushed by the wind, produced by a weather front or thunderstorm. It typically occurs in flat, arid areas. Heavy rain and wind followed the haboob, delaying flights at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. PowerOutage.us says more than 15,000 people lost power, most in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix.
That is Mike Hempen reporting. Coast Guard has seized 76,000 pounds of drugs this summer off Central and South America. Drugs have an estimated value of $473 million. Meanwhile, the Trump administration promising to overhaul the Coast Guard, part of the Department of Homeland Security. Coast Guard has 43,000 active duty members right now, in addition to 8,000 reservists. More details at srnnews.com.